With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Tornadoes and destructive hail in the plains, devastating wildfires in the southeast with lives disrupted, homes and businesses destroyed. Two massive wildfires are forcing evacuations and have destroyed almost 90 homes in South Georgia. Twisters have slammed Enid, Oklahoma. President Trump says he's not going to be rushed into ending the Iran war. If Iran doesn't agree to a war-ending deal, the president says the U.S. would finish it up militarily. Another drug maker agrees to lower its pharmaceutical prices in the U.S.
One of the most respected pharmaceutical companies anywhere in the world, frankly, I know it very well, is Regeneron, and it's agreed to offer their prescription medications at heavily discounted most favored nation prices. In other words, the numbers will come down at levels that nobody's ever seen before.
President Trump says Regeneron is lowering the prices of current and all future drugs on Medicaid, also involves selling a cholesterol drug on the White House discounted drug website. The Mall of Louisiana in Baton Rouge, scene of a deadly shooting, one person killed, five wounded.
Police Chief T.J. Moore says two groups arguing in the food court started shooting at each other. Several people have been arrested.
We are still asking for all of the help from the community, any videos that you have, cell phone videos. I can also report right now that we have five suspects in custody.
Moore says there is no ongoing threat to the public. The mayor of Lafayette, Monique Boulay, says three of the victims were high school students from Ascension Episcopal School. On Sunday in Louisiana, a father shot eight children, including seven of his own, in an attack on his family in Shreveport. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Dow futures down 139, NASDAQ futures up 249. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse has not forgotten about Ukraine.
The giant Christian relief agency says it has poured nearly 300 million pounds of food into the stricken country, devastated by Russia's 2022 invasion. The war has destroyed a lot of Ukraine's infrastructure, often leaving the old and infirm isolated and unable to get to a store to buy food. The ongoing fighting also makes it dangerous for people to move about at all. Samaritan's Purse is urging all Christians in America to be in prayer for Ukraine. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a new study from West Virginia University, most adults who attend religious services go to several different churches, at least occasionally. Report indicates that roughly 12% of all adults who attend services go to multiple congregations on a regular basis. 45% do so from time to time. Of those who attend multiple congregations, about three-quarters attend two congregations. The rest attend three or more. This is SRN News. Everything old is new again.
W.K. Kellogg Company said on Thursday it's including toys with some of its cereals for the first time in more than a decade. Starting April 26, special edition boxes of Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, and Corn Pops will have plastic toys shaped like characters from Disney and Pixar's Toy Story 5. The movie's scheduled to hit theaters in June. Plastic toys used to be a mainstay in cereal boxes, but they've gradually disappeared as manufacturers tried to cut costs and consumers worried about choking and other hazards. Keith Peters reporting.
In the latest round of tech industry job cuts, Meta laying off about 8,000 workers, Microsoft offering buyouts to a similar number. Meta confirms plans to cut about 10% of its workforce in a bid to invest in other parts of its business and for efficiency, as first reported by Bloomberg. More details, SRNnews.com.